podcast here on WTRJ The True. John MacArthur is also brought to you in part by Ginn and Paetro, PA, a full-service law firm located in St. Augustine, serving all of Northeast Florida. They frequently service clients in the areas of estate planning and wills, probate, and business law. The firm's slogan is based out of Micah 6:8, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in and join in the discussion today. We're talking about Independence Day, July the 4th, our celebration. We're asking the question, the issue today, when I think of July the 4th, what do I think? How do we respond? But ladies and gentlemen, thinking about July the 4th, celebration of our national independence, what do you think of? Let me just give you a few options, and then later in the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. How do you celebrate July the 4th? What is Independence Day about? What are we independent from? Why was America formed? What is the purpose for our nation, and are we meeting that goal and that purpose that our nation was formed for? As we celebrate the 4th of July, is it just a time of fun and games? Do you celebrate the 4th of July as they focus on partying and fun time and pleasure? As you celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day, is your focus on having family and fun time, game time? Is that it? As we focus on July the 4th, Independence Day, are you focused on just why we celebrate July the 4th, our nation's Independence Day? Of course, our primary focus must be on the word freedom. We're going to be talking about being free and freedom. What does freedom mean to you? What does it mean to be set free? What does it mean as we think about freedom and being set free in the Word of God? That's where we're going. That's where we're talking about what we're talking about today. And it is my desire that you have a blessed July the 4th, Independence Day celebration. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get down to the reality of what we're celebrating, why we're celebrating it, and what if we'd never had a July the 4th independence? What if we'd never had the Declaration of Independence? What if we were not any different from any other nation today? Would it make a difference? Would you recognize the difference? Would it be a problem with you? What are your thoughts in relationship to that? Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. When Jesus was speaking to his disciples, listen to this. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. It's the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. as a result of our knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But we're celebrating Independence Day, July the 4th. And as we do, we need to understand that word free and freedom. How does it relate to you? What does it mean to you? What if we didn't have that freedom? John 8:31-32 is a very decisive invitation, if you will, to study the Word, to know the Word, and to, in doing so, to be set free in our lives. John 17:17, thy Word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that should have an indelible impact on our lives. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever, and I am satisfied with that forever. It was Orwell, George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're finding that to be factually true today, unfortunately. And I am concerned when we look at our nation, what our nation has had, what our nation has done, what we have had, and what we find in our Declaration of Independence, in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. We have freedoms today, ladies and gentlemen, that's not found in any other nation around the globe. We have liberties today that all other nations envy and look forward to and want to have. May I say to you, we need to recognize what we have before it's lost. If I could put that little footnote in there. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me read you in part what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. End quote. I believe that capsulizes that. It gives it in a brief nutshell as to the reality of where we are in our nation today. And I find it almost frightening, not so in the literal sense, that according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, said there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, that age group goes on to say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can't take a half-truth and make a whole truth out of it. A half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that being done in political aisles, both sides of the aisle, political dialogue, debate, and decision-making. It is taking a half-truth and making a whole lie. Well, I don't know if you sat up and watched any of the getting ready to vote the big, beautiful bill in the U.S. House. But I watched it for quite some time last evening, awakened this morning at 6:30 and turned the television on, and they were still arguing and debating with Hakeem at the microphone trying to stall out the vote. He'd been talking at that time, I think they said, for about 3 hours, and I don't know how long he's talking, if he's finished or not. But it's trying to blockade, stop the carrying forth of the process in America with our legal jurisprudence system. And I find it concerning that here we are on the verge of and celebrating July the 4th, Independence Day, and yet not recognizing real truth as a nation. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day right here on this broadcast, that we'll love the truth, live it, tell it, learn it, and stand and be willing to defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is sponsored to you by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. You say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to have in the studio with me today Dr. Neil Phelps and Dr. Glenn Davis. We're here to talk about this subject and to wish you a happy July the 4th, and at the same time, try to get into your brain just a little bit and let you talk with us. What is July the 4th, et cetera? Dr. Phelps, thank you for being here. Dr. Davis, thank you for taking the journey. Reining up in Folkestone, Georgia. I'm thankful that you're here. Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis, take a few moments. Don't get into the meat of the subject, but a few moments and just simply talk about our celebration of July the 4th. Why do we celebrate it, Dr. Phelps?
We celebrate our independence from Great Britain. The King of Britain was imposing many of his views and his laws upon the citizens of our country without representation. And we were not a people who were free to live and enjoy the nation that God has established in our world today. So we're celebrating our freedom that was accomplished by the American Revolution. Many people just say revolution. Mm-hmm. I prefer to say American Revolution.
Right.
Because that distinguishes this great event that took place and by which our people have been set free to form our own wonderful constitutional republic. And we have a great form of government, a great nation, and we believe God has something to do with that origin of our country. And we're so thankful. We celebrate and give God the glory.
Amen. Dr. Davis, what say you?
Well, I want to say good morning, first of all, and thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for me being here on today, inviting me to be a part of what you're doing here. Amen. And thank God for everyone that's listening on today. Good morning to my bride of 39 years. Amen. And my good friends, amen, who are listening by way of ilovethetruth.com from America's Georgia.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Calvin and his wife, Jacqueline King. Amen. And thank God for them and everyone else that's listening.
Tell them to pick
today
up the telephone and call in a minute.
Amen. Amen. And I hope that they will do that. Amen. Sometime. But amen. We do thank everyone today for listening. But it's a great privilege and an honor, Dr. Youngblood, for us to be able to celebrate and enjoy the freedoms as one nation under God.
Yes.
If we have come to the real knowledge of the truth of what that means, then we can truly embrace it and celebrate it with everyone, no matter what their race, creed, or color is. We are all still one nation under God.
Amen. And as we have that freedom, I believe it was 56 men that signed that declaration and risked their lives, their liberties, their fortune, their families, in order for us to have the document today that we call the Declaration of Independence. I don't know about you, listener, but I am, how would you say, intrigued by, made to be rejoicing over, and celebration for what we have in our Declaration of Independence and the freedoms that we have today. We're going to talk about that a little more later, but I want to ask you, how do you celebrate July the 4th? Are you celebrating just as a holiday, just as a day of pleasure? Are you recognizing, are you saying, thank you, Lord, for setting us free? The King of Great Britain, as Dr. Davis said, Dr. Phelps just said, the King of Great Britain had usurped all kinds of authorities over the people. In fact, in my book that was published a number of years ago entitled, Is It Time for Revolution? Subtitle, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? And it's dealing with the text in 2 Chronicles chapter 10. And I start the book out with a major emphasis on the Declaration of Independence. Let me just read you the preamble. When the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause or the causes which impelled them to do the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, government is instituted. Government is instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive or to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. And further in on page 4 in my book, it says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing an inevitability that some object evidences of design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And the article goes on page 3, 4, and 5 of outlining the 33 charges brought against the King of Great Britain that caused the separation that brought about what we have today. These men, these 56 men, that literally gave their lives because for a cause that was far greater than they were. They were willing to sign the document knowing what the future would hold by them doing that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the Declaration of Independence, as we consider our freedoms that we have in our nation today, one writer put it this way, when I think of America, I think of liberty. When I think of America, I think of freedom. When I think of America, I think of living without fear of government interference. When I think of America, I think of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, religious liberties. And John Adams' speech on July 4th, 1776 says we ought to learn something from his speech. And I am thankful, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what our founding fathers have done, what they've said, and their lives given for our liberty. It should cause us to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Go ahead.
And gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, we are in the last of the last days because I see Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not going to stop fighting Hamas. He's not going to stop fighting Hamas. And I do not blame him. And like they say, when I call him the crooked man coming up, they're going to. America is going to join every other nation against Israel. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right, and I'm thankful that we have men like Netanyahu in Israel and men like Trump in America that has the spine and the backbone to stand. And may I simply add a little footnote to what you said? If God had not divinely intervened and put President Trump back in office for the 47th president, I believe most of what we're talking about today would be for naught. I believe most of what we're talking about today in celebration of the 249th birthday of America, going into the year of the 250th birthday of America, I believe it would all be for naught. But there's the preservation of our liberties that must be at the forefront, the heart, the mind of anyone that we elect to put in office to lead our great nation. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Dr. Davis, what say you about our liberty, our freedom. What if we didn't have these liberties and freedoms? Where would we be? What would America be like? Why should we be concerned? How should we celebrate?
Well, I certainly believe, Dr. Youngblood, if we had not had the established principles that we're living by now, that we would be pretty much a third world country. Or we would be operating and living in the same way. We would have dictators, mm-hmm. you know, people ruling over us, breaking the law, bending the law. I mean, and we're still having trouble with that right now as an independent nation because we have failed to put Christian leaders in office. And I think that's where we're really suffering at right now. But because we still have the liberties that we so much love and understand truly what they are, I think we need to hold on to these principles while they are still there before they vanish away. Because certainly we are enjoying freedoms far above any other country on the face of the planet.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Dr. Phelps, that I'm witnessing, we're taking our freedom to an extent that is beyond freedom. We're witnessing today in city after city across America, primary blue cities and blue states, that meaning democratically controlled cities and states, where there's rioting, police car burning, bombings of buildings, harming of people and property, and it's under the guise of freedom. Do you believe that somehow, some way, we have misunderstood freedom in America and our liberties that we have in our Declaration of Independence and through our constitutional republic? Before you answer that, I'm going to read a brief portion of John Adams' speech on July the 4th, 1776. Adams said, "Sink or swim, live or die, survive or perish, I give my heart, my hand to this vote. It is true indeed that in the beginning we did not aim for independence, but there is a divinity that shapes our end. Why then should we defer the declaration? You and I indeed may rue it, but may not live to see the time when this declaration shall be made good. We may die colonist or die slave. Be it so. If we be the pleasure of heaven, if it be the pleasure of heaven, that my country shall require the poor offering of my life, the victim shall be ready. But while I do live, let me have a country, or at least the hope of a country, that is a free country." Now, I don't know how that affects you or what that says to you, but John Adams' mindset was, we're going to sign this Declaration of Independence. If I live, if I die, we need to recognize this is needful and necessary for our freedom. And he says, "But while I do live, let me have a country, or at least the hope of a country, that is a free country." Speak to that. Tell us where you stand in relationship to how do you feel that we should celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day. Talk for a minute or two for our listeners.
We should be celebrating our 4th of July because we are a free and independent nation.
Yes.
I was just thinking earlier in the broadcast that how here I am in Florida. In our country, I could go from Virginia to Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, or to Miami, Florida, or to Oakland, California. I'm free to go wherever I want to go. Mm-hmm. I have a choice in this country. And we are not subjects to a king or to a government. We are citizens in our country that God has established, we believe, for a free people. God wants us to have freedom. And the more I think about it, the more I realize we have so much for which we can be thankful in America. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to choose our work, our occupation, freedom to attend church, freedom to enjoy the things that God has given us. And give him the glory, give him the thanks.
Amen. And as you say that, I'm thinking, I believe we have a multitude of people in America today that do not recognize these freedoms. We have those that are pushing for socialism, Marxism, communism, not understanding that in all of those philosophies of life, there is no freedom. It's in our constitutional republic that we have freedom. Let me give you another brief portion of John Adams' speech on July the 4th, 1776. He says, and I quote, "But whatever may be my fate, be it assured that this declaration will stand. It may cost treasure, and it may cost blood, but it will stand and richly compensate for both. Through the gloom of the present, I see the brightness of the future. Like the sun in heaven, we shall make this a glorious and immortal day. When we are in our graves, our children will honor it. They will celebrate it with thanksgiving and with festivities, with bonfires and illuminations. Before God, I believe that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake on it and leave off as I began. Life, live or die, survive or perish, I am from this declaration. It is my living sentiment, and by the blessing of God, it will be my dying sentiment. Independence now and independence forever." That's a pretty powerful statement.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, as I listen to what you just got finished saying, what I'm getting from that, I just believe, this is just my view of what you just read. I have to believe that the forefathers thought that if they planted Christian seeds, that every generation would yield forth Christians that will continue to pursue the ideals that were set forth by this declaration. But what's happened, again, and I'll repeat what I said a little bit earlier, we have not put Christians in office that will continue to pursue the ideals as outlined in the Constitution. We have so many that have a warped and distorted view of what freedom really should be because of sinful lifestyle choices. I believe that's what it is.
You're exactly right. The question that comes to my mind, Dr. Phelps, do we recognize that freedom is not free? It costs lives to give it. And it cost our willingness to stand and surrender our lives, if necessary, to maintain this freedom. We have forgotten that. People in Congress have forgotten that. The mindset of the socialist, Marxist, liberals on the left have forgotten that, if they ever knew it to begin with. I think we have a major problem in America in our prestigious colleges and universities where real freedom is not expressed, where there's a push for these young minds to be brainwashed into believing that America is a horrible nation, a nation that is to be despised, a people that needs to be changed, and that we need to forget what we have in our founding documents. I believe that's where we are today. Dr. Phelps, what's the answer?
Well, one of the great problems I've recognized in our country is our educational system. Many of those who are employed in our public schools and our universities do not have a biblical worldview. And those who had taught them, if they had realized it, were those who did not appreciate our country. We have neglected to teach the history, the true history, of the United States of America. American history is not taught correctly in our public schools or universities. It is taught with a bias, unpatriotic bias, toward what we are, what this country really is. And I was just thinking how that the United States is so unique to all the other countries of the world. Our constitutional republic is the only existing God-blessed form of government that offers the potential of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to all citizens.
Absolutely. We fail to recognize that. And if I could be bold enough to say, people like AOC and the United States House of Representatives and others that are now wanting to destroy our liberties, our freedoms in America, willing to make a transition and embrace socialism, Marxism, and communism, just as the candidate in